Good Tuesday evening to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders get set to play the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers in Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest off of a loss to the Hastings College Broncos last Saturday. That dropped the Defenders to 9-2 in league play, 20-8 overall, while the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers are 5-23 overall, 1-10 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Tigers have lost four matches in a row since a win over Concordia back on October the 13th. Dort College had a win and a loss last weekend, one outside the conference. That was the win over Buena Vista on Friday night and the loss to the Hastings College Broncos in the battle for first place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That went to the Hastings College Broncos on the road in Hastings on Saturday, dropping Dort College to 9-2 and firmly entrenches them in second place with five matches to go. A lot more will be made clear in terms of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason standings when we get to the middle of next week. We'll have a much better idea, but right now, still nearly a third of the season remaining for Great Plains Athletic Conference teams. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Dort College Defenders going through their warm-up paces. Dakota Wesleyan has completed theirs. We're about 10 minutes away from first serve. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Eric Viney's team is averaging 10.4 kills per set with 13.8 digs, and they score 1.5 points per block, per points per set on blocks. The Tigers are hitting for a 139 kill efficiency. They're led by Danielle Birds, 3.04 kills per set. Rachel Tinklenberg has had 2.64 kills per contest. They've played in only 19 matches this season, though. Sarah Cruz has a 1.59 average. Sammy Fluck is good for 1.53 kills. Brianna Zhang averages 7.88 assists and has 17 ace serves. Bird is the team leader in ace serves with 31. Ketty Lindo has 22 aces this season. Bird is among the team leaders in digs with a 2.56 average. Maggie Staley is at 2.78. The Defenders come into today's contest with five matches remaining in season play. Regular season play, that is. Dort College is averaging 12.2 kills per set with 14 digs, and they average 2.6 blocks per outing. The Defenders have a 216 kill efficiency. They're led by Danae Gales with a 2.65 kills per set average and a 276 kill efficiency. Caitlin Sculler is averaging 2.42 kills, and Lindsay Flone is at 2.35 along with 1.17 blocks. Kayla Gasink is averaging a 9.39 assists and has 31 service aces and 2.57 digs. Kayla Brookeyes tops the team with a 4.15 dig per set average and has 25 ace serves. Jocelyn Bausma has 30 ace serves to go with 1.65 digs. Jana Van Zandt has 31 ace serves, tied in team honors with Kayla Gasink in that category, and at 1.84 digs per set. Dakota Wesleyan lost to Midland on Saturday. Sammy Flock and Rachel Tinklenberg each put down 10 kills. Dort College dropped a 3-1 match decision to Hastings. They were led by Lindsay Flone and Danae Gales with 9 kills each. Sculler and Megan Krausman had 8 each. Gasing got credit for 39 assists. Brookeyes had 29 digs in the loss. Dort College leads this series. It's been pretty one-sided since 1998. 25-0. Dort College won the September 12th meeting, 25-18, 25-16, 25-21 at the Corn Palace. Lindsay Flone had 11 kills. Danae Gales had 7. Gasing lofted 28 assists. Brookeyes got credit for 11 digs. Dort College had 10 service aces. Rachel Tinklenberg had 8 kills, and Sam Sandow put down 7. Brianna Young had 25 assists for the Tigers. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more first serve from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM on this Tuesday evening in October. Recapping what's happened so far in terms of athletics on the Dort College campus this afternoon. Dort College men's soccer team, congratulations to Coach Dave Shank and the men's soccer team. And the way I've got it figured, Dort College wrapping up a home contest in the Great Plains Athletic Conference playoffs next Thursday with a win this afternoon over the Morningside Mustangs. Scott Van Wylen got a penalty kick to go with eight in the 86th minute, if I remember correctly, to give Dort College the 3-2 win over the Morningside Mustangs. Again, dealing off my memory, I didn't have enough time to look it up earlier today or in between the end of the men's contest and the beginning of this volleyball match, but the Dort College men's soccer team, if I've got everything straight, have not hosted a Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason game in their history. So that'll be a momentous occasion for the Dort College men's soccer program next Thursday when they host that Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round contest. Of course, Dort College taking on Hastings College this Saturday to wrap up the regular season. Dort College women lost to Morningside earlier today 2-0. Junior varsity team from Dort College victorious earlier this afternoon over Dakota Wesleyan earlier this evening, actually 25-13 and 25-23. Some of the players you'll be hearing about for both teams. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, Jocelyn Bausma is a junior from Sheldon, averaging 1.65 digs per set. Caitlin Sculler is an outside hitter, averaging 2.42 kills per set. She's a sophomore from Orange City. Kayla Gasink averages 9.39 assists per set. She has 31 ace serves. She's a sophomore from Sioux Center, also averages 2.57 digs. Lindsay Flohn averages 2.35 kills per set, along with over a block per contest. Kayla Burkeis is averaging 4.15 digs per set. She is a junior from Edgerton, Minnesota. Megan Krausman is averaging 1.65 kills per set. She is a freshman from Grundy Center, Iowa. Danae Gales averages 2.65 kills per set. Loy Sars, the middle, 2.07 kills per set, a senior from Sutton, Nebraska. Selene Hahn is a back row specialist or a defensive specialist, averaging 1.7 digs per set with 18 ace serves this season. And Jana Van Zant has 31 ace serves. She is one of three seniors on this roster. She is averaging 1.84 digs per set. She is a senior from Pella, Iowa. The other senior, I didn't mention her class, that's Danae Gales. She's a senior from Sheldon. For Dakota Wesleyan, Stacey Branker averages 1.65 digs per set. The setter is Brianna Jung, averaging 7.88 assists and 2.29 digs. Sam Sandow averages 2.07 kills. Maggie Staley, 12 aces, along with 2.78 digs per set. Danielle Bird makes this team go. She averages 3.04 kills, 2.56 digs, and 31 ace serves this season. Sammy Fluck is averaging 1.53 kills per set. Rachel Tinklenberg, 2.64 kills. Elizabeth Mason, 1.35 kills per outing. And Katie Lindo is averaging 2.28 digs with 22 ace serves. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grenville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. With us settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Potty Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. We're underway. Kayla Brookeis sends it up and over, and that is on the back line for an ace serve for Kayla Brookeis. Dort College is on the board first, 1-0. 1-0 our score. Brookeis finding the back left corner with that ace serve for Brookeis. That is her 26th ace this season. Dakota Wesleyan attacking to the middle, and a kill put down by Sammy Flock. Fluke with the kill. And we are tied at 1-1. So Brookeis had the ace to open things up. Dakota Wesleyan answers back with a point out of the middle. Cross court swing, dug up by Gasing, pushed over the net by Flohn. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Pushed to the outside, catches the tape and rolls over, redirected by Elizabeth Mason. And Mason makes it a 2-1 lead for Dakota Wesleyan. So Wesleyan with service. This is Fluke with service, controlled by Brookeis, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it over to Krausman. Krausman hits it long and out of bounds. Point, Dakota Wesleyan. So a hitting error on Krausman. And the Dort College defenders trail now 3-1. Gasing back set, right side Gales. Gales cross court kill. Danae Gales with the kill. So Gales registers the kill, and Dort College back to within a point at 3-2. 3-2 our score just underway. Glad to have you along with me on this Tuesday evening. Lots of activities going on in Northwest Iowa tonight. High school volleyball tournament play. If you're making us a part of your evening, glad that you chose us. Pass goes right side. The set to Lindsay Flohn. Flohn with a kill. Lindsay Flohn with her first kill. And Dort College has fought back to tie it up at 3-3. 3-3 our score. Serving is Selene Hahn. Ace serve for Hahn. Selene Hahn with her 19th ace serve this season. And the Dort College defenders retake the lead at 4-3. for 3 hours. Score after tonight. Dort College a little time off before they prepare for Concordia on Saturday. That'll be a home contest. Dakota Wesleyan on the attack. Set goes right side. A kill put down by Danielle Bird. Bird on the slide to the right ties it up at 4-4. 4-4 score, set number one, best of five match. Played a 25 rally scoring style. If we're forced to set five, as Dort College has been seven times this season. You play to 15. Brookhise passes over to Gasing. Slide right, flown. Flown, blocked, covered by Dakota Wesleyan. They'll set to the middle. Tinklenburg over the top of the block, dug by Dort College. Gasing back over to Flown. Goes back corner. Dakota Wesleyan scrambling. They keep it alive and pass it over. Free ball, Dort College. Flown, Gasing comes outside. Krausman. Krausman off high hands and down. Point, Dort College. Krausman with the kill. Dort College back in front, 5-4. 5-4 score. 5-4 score, serving for Dort College is Jenna Van Zanten. Van Zanten, short serve and an ace. Jenna Van Zanten with another ace serve, and a back row player for Dakota Wesleyan, Danielle Bird, unable to get move up towards the ball in time. So Van Zanten already with the third ace serve for the defenders as a team this evening. Half of Dort's points off of ace serves, and a hit is wide by Sam Sandow. Point, Dort College. Sandow with the hitting error. Dort College leads it 7-4. So Dort College has scored six of the last 7 points and have taken a 3-point lead. Van Zanten with service to the back corner, taken by Bird. Attack, middle. Tinklenburg dug by Van Zanten, gets it back over to Flown. Flown with a kill. Lindsay Flown with her second kill. And the Dort College defenders lead it 8-4. Coach Eric Viney on the Dakota Wesleyan bench. See if he can get his team back in order, and they do with an attack out of the middle for Rachel Tinklenburg. So Tinklenburg with the kill. Dakota Wesleyan trails 8-5. Serving for the Tigers will be Stacy Brinker. Back row for Dort College right now, Van Zanten, Hahn, and Brookeye set for serve reception. Sculler and Flown are the attackers. Short serve catches the tape, falls back on Dakota Wesleyan's side. Point, Dort College. Service error by Brinker. Dort College leading 9-5. Serving is Byard. Kim Byard, sophomore from Sioux Center, to the sideline. Taken by Brinker. Comes left side back over to Tinklenburg. Tinklenburg into the net. Point, Dort College on the hitting error. 10-5. Dort College doubling up on Dakota Wesleyan right now. Serving again is Byard. Byard, a service specialist, nearly an ace. Dakota Wesleyan scrambles. Taken by Van Zanten on the free ball. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing left side, Sculler. Sculler through the block and the kill. Sculler with the kill. And the Dort College defenders have established an 11-5 lead. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Kim Byard continuing in service after Dort College got that last point off a Caitlin Sculler kill. For Sculler, that's kill number one. The Dort College defenders leading 11-5. Byard has service. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Short serve taken by Brinker. They attack right side into the block and put down on Dakota Wesleyan's side. Elizabeth Mason. Mason put it right into the block, and the Dort College defenders putting that block up with Sculler and Saar. So Loy Saar in on that block. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan reloading, and to the back corner, the kill for Tinklenburg. Tinklenburg with her second kill. And the Dort College defenders lead 12-6. Dakota Wesleyan has service. So serving for the Tigers will be Katie Lindo. Lindo serve taken by Brookhise. Gets it over to Gasink. Right side Saar. Saar tips over the block. Controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Pushed up to the net. Now blocked again at the net. That time was Tinklenburg. And Dort College will get the point off of the busted play. So Dort College scores on the broken play. 13-6 our score. Dort College leading. Serving for the defenders will be Gasink. Gasink floats it over, and it's long and out of bounds. 13-7 our score off the service error by Gasink. So Dort College has the advantage at 13-7. So Dakota Wesleyan now serving. Dort College taken by Gales. Comes back right side over to Sculler. Sculler off high hands. And the pancake save nearly made by Branker. Unable to slide far enough under it, though. And Sculler gets the kill. Dort College moving Sculler over to the right side that time on the attack. And the Dort College defender lead is back to 14-70. 7-point advantage. Dort College doubling up on Dakota Wesleyan. Bausma with serve, controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. They shoot it out wide. Bird. Bird blocked at the net, but out of bounds. Gales unable to close it. The kill for Danielle Bird. Bird with her second kill. So Danielle Bird registering her second kill. Megan Krausman back into the match for the defenders. Saar and Gales in the front row. Serve receive right now for Bausma and Brookice. Taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gaysink. Middle set. Saar. Saar with a big swing. Gales now on the overpass trying to put it away. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan reloading. Krausman gets to it. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Saar. Saar on the quick attack. Controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Pushed over the net. Free ball. Brookice comes back over to Gaysink. Gaysink pass cut right side over to Gales. Gales with a swing. Picked out of the net. Unable to get to it cleanly, though, is Sammy Fluke. And the Dort College defenders lead at 15-8. 15-8 our score. Gales with the kill. For Danae, the senior from Sheldon, that's her second kill. Serve to the back line is long and out of bounds by Brookice. Point, Dort College. So a service error by Brookice. And the defenders lead 15-9. Serving is Fluke. Fluke serve controlled by Gales. Gets it up to Gaysink. Gaysink's flown. Flown blocked at the net. The solo block that time put up by Mason. So Mason on the block. Cuts it down to a 5-point contest at 15-10. Dakota Wesleyan has to string some points together here. Gales gets it middle, flown. Flown dug up in the back row by Staley. Attacking left side off of the block. That's Sandow. Dug by Brookice. Comes back over to Krausman. Krausman around the block, controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. An off-speed shot by Mason, and Mason gets the kill. 15-11, Dakota Wesleyan has trimmed the lead from 7 down to 4. 15-11, Dort College leading by 4. Short serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink hustles for it. Gets it over to Krausman. Krausman off the block and the kill. Megan Krausman with her second kill. Dort College leads 16-11. So Krausman coming through with her second kill. Served by Bausma to the sideline, and it hits the Dakota Wesleyan player. Point, Dort College. Bird was trying to get out of the way of it, and it hit her leg. So an ace for Hahn. She smiles. She'll take it. Hahn with her second ace serve, her 20th of the season. Comes back over to Bird. Bird hits it wide and out of bounds. Point, Dort College, and the defenders are back up by 7. Bird with the hitting error, and Dort College forces Dakota Wesleyan to use another timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Tigers. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com, and by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hild offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hildrealestate.com. Krausman and Flown put the block up on Elizabeth Mason. And the Dort College defenders register another point via the block. They come into the contest averaging over 2 blocks per set. So Krausman and Flown get credit for that block. Set comes outside and into the tape. Did it ever make it over the net? It did. Last touch by Dort College, so a kill for Dakota Wesleyan. I'll give that to Sam Sandow. Sandow with the kill. Serving for Dakota Wesleyan. Bird. Bird's top spin serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink with a dump and the kill. Kayla Gaysink averaging just under 1 kill per set. And there's her one for this set. So Gaysink with the dump. Dort College leads 20-12, and they're zeroing in on a win here in set number one. Serving is Van Zanten, controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Set goes to the middle. Tinklenburg. Tinklenburg out of the middle with the kill. Rachel Tinklenburg with her third kill. Dort College leads 20-13. Serving is Stacy Branker. Branker with service. And her serve taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing outside wide. Sculler. Sculler off the hands. Controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. They'll attack. That goes to Tanklenburg. Unable to put it away. They cover, though, on the block. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Pushed over to the back corner by Bird. Kept alive and nobody home. Brookice kept it alive but couldn't keep it in play. And that ball drops in between Gasing and Sculler. Dakota Wesleyan gets the point. 20-14. 20-14, Dakota Wesleyan trailing. Stacy Brinker with service. Short serve taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back left side over to Sculler. Sculler with a swing. Controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. No. Sculler with the kill. She's got three. So Sculler with her third kill today. Dort College leads it 21-14. Serving for the defenders will be Kim Byer, controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Set goes to the middle, covered on the tip shot. That was Hahn who got to it. Now Dakota Wesleyan coming back the other way, and a one-arm stab save by Hahn. And Selene Hahn registers the point as the Dakota Wesleyan player is unable to control it. She gets called for the left, and Byer has service. Broken play for Hahn. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan, set to the middle, and hitting it on the sideline for the kill is Elizabeth Mason. Mason with her third kill. Katie Lindo with service. Lindo with service. She wears number 14. She's the libero. Jump serve. Taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back to Van Zanten. Van Zanten from behind the spike line for the kill. Van Zanten gets the kill. Dort College now closing in on a win here in set number one. Van Zanten gets the kill, and for Jana, that's her first tonight. Serve down the line, sideline taken by Dakota Wesleyan. That's Gasing with serve. Now the attack by Dakota Wesleyan dug up and over by Gasing. Here comes Wesleyan again, and now we've got a player in the net for the defenders. Point, Dakota Wesleyan. They say Sculler was in the net. 23-16, our score. Wesleyan has service. This is Staley. Staley serving. Top spin serve. Taken by Van Zanten. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Gales. Gales off high hands from the left side. Dug by Dakota Wesleyan. Set outside Bird. Bird off high hands. And the kill. Danielle Bird uses the block and it rolls over the top. That was Gales and Saar over on the right side. So Bird gets credit for the kill. It's a six-point set at 23-17. Wesleyan with serve. Taken by Van Zanten. Gets it over to Gasing. Quick attack Saar. Saar with a kill. Boy, Saar with her first kill this evening. And the defenders lead at 24-17. 24-17. Jocelyn Bausma with service. So Bausma will send it over and try to finish it here in set number one. 24-17, defenders lead. Set goes to the middle. Tip dug by Brookice off the tip by Fluke. Here comes Gales. Gales with a kill. Danae Gales with the kill, her third. And the Dort College defenders win set number one, 25-17. 25-17, the final in set number one. Back with set number two from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on this Tuesday evening. Dort College wins set one by a score of 25-17. We'll get you the numbers here shortly on how this transpired. Dort College hit 207 for set number one. Beg your pardon, 444. Dakota Wesleyan hit 207. Pretty rare that a team hits over 300 for a set. Dort College goes 444. 14 kills, 2 errors, 27 total attacks. That's a recipe for success on most evenings. Dort College led by Caitlin Sculler with 3 kills. 3 kills for Danae Gales. 1 for Kayla Gasing. 2 for Lindsay Flohn. 2 for Megan Krausman. 1 for Loy Saar. And Jana Van Zanten also credited with 1 kill. Service aces. Selene Hahn with 2. 1 each for Kayla Brookice. And Jana Van Zanten for Dort College's total of 4. For Dakota Wesleyan, they are topped by Danielle Bird with 3 kills. One kill for Sam Sandow. Four kills for Rachel Tinklenberg. One for Sammy Fluke and three for Elizabeth Mason. And that is their total of 12 kills for the evening. Dakota Wesleyan not helped out at all by their six attack errors. They had one service error. Door College had a pair of service errors in set number one. Door College wins it 25-17. We get set for set number two. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. Door College scores the first point of set number one off of a service error. And the defenders have their first lead of set number one. They trailed early in set number two. Door College trailed early in set number one. Banging it off of the block for the kill is Sam Sandow, her second kill this evening. So Dakota Wesleyan has tied it up at 1-1. Serving is Stacy Brinker for the Tigers. Brinker with service. And she sends it right side over to Bausma, controlled by Gasing, comes back over to Flohn. Flohn with a kill. 2-1 our score. Lindsay Flohn with her third kill tonight. 2-1. Dort College leading here in set number two. Served by Benzant, controlled by Wesleyan. They'll attack to the middle, mistimed it, and a passing error called on Dakota Wesleyan. Point Dort College, four hits actually. And the Dort College defenders lead it 3-1. 3-1 our score, serving for Dakota Wesleyan. For Dort College is Jana Benzant, set to receive serve. Katie Lindau, also Bird in the back row, and I believe that's Maggie Staley back there as well. Set goes to the middle, and into the net is Mason. Mason with the attack error. And the Dort College defenders lead it 4-1. 4-1 our score. Dort College in the driver's seat early on here in set number two. Dakota Wesleyan attacking. Right side Bird off the tape. Controlled by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Sculler. Cross court hits it wide and out of bounds. So Sculler with a hitting error. Dakota Wesleyan gets the point off the error. It's 4-2. 4-2 our score, serving for Dakota Wesleyan, Danielle Bird. Bird, jump serve, taken by Vincent. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Flohn. Flohn with a swing, covered by Bird. Set goes to the middle, quick attack, Tinklenberg kill. Rachel Tinklenberg with her fifth kill. Dakota Wesleyan back to within a point at 4-3. 4-3 our score. Bird has service, the jump serve on the way. Jacobi Hahn gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Sculler. Sculler into the tape. Point Dakota Wesleyan. So Sculler with a hitting error. And Wesleyan has come back to tie it on attack errors by the defenders. Serving is Bird. Bird serve taken by Brookeis. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing for the tip. Controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Set goes left side and blocked by Gasing. And flown on the attack by Sam Sandow. So Gasing and flown with the block. Dort College leads it 5-4. Serving is Byert. Byert lines it up, sends it over. Controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Attack out of the middle, saved by Vincent. Gets it over to Hahn. Hahn back over to Sculler. Sculler with a down ball, controlled by Lindo. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan through the block. That's Mason. Dort College tipping. That's Saar, controlled. Dakota Wesleyan through the block and a kill for Sam Sandow. We're tied up 5-5. Sandow ties it up at 5-all. Serving for Dakota Wesleyan. Player we didn't plan on seeing. She did not play in their last match. That's Kayla O'Connell with service. Gasing comes back over to Saar, and we've got a player in the net for Dort College. They say Saar was in the net. So a net violation on the defenders. Dakota Wesleyan leads it 6-5. 6-5, Dakota Wesleyan leading by a point. O'Connell serving. Controlled by Dort College. That's Hahn. Comes back over to Sculler. Sculler with a swing. Controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Passed over the net by Lindau. Hahn to Gasing. Gasing out wide. Sculler. Sculler through the block. Controlled by Wesleyan. They'll attack again. Tinklenberg ends up hitting it into the net on the attack. Point Dort College. We're tied up 6-6. 6-6. Dort College with service. Floater to the back line. Controlled by Bird. Set to the middle. Tinklenberg covered by Gasink on the tip. Set right side back over to Gales. Gales with a kill. Danae Gales with her fourth kill. Dort College leads it 7-6. 7-6 our score. Serving is Gasink. Gasink, knuckleball controlled by Bird. Right side. Through the block. And a kill for Dakota Wesleyan. And Elizabeth Mason. Mason with the kill. Lindau with service. So Lindau with serve. And she will serve from the back left corner. Controlled by Vinzan. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back to Sculler. Sculler through the block. Controlled by Bird. Kept it alive. Got it right side. Fluke. Fluke over the top of the block. Controlled by Dort College. Back set. Gales. Gales around the block. Controlled by Wesleyan. A collision between the Wesleyan players. Tinklenberg forces it over. Here's Gales with a tip. Controlled by Wesleyan again. Roll shot. Bird. Pushed over by Saar. Controlled Wesleyan. Fluke pushes it over. Free ball to Dort College. Here we go. Gasink over to Saar. Saar with a kill. A free ball for the defenders. Wesleyan caught in transition, and Saar gets the kill. Loy Saar with her second kill unofficially. Serving for Dort College is Jocelyn Bausma. Wesleyan receives, comes over to Tinklenberg, blocked at the net, pushed over by Fluke, controlled by Dort College, set right side, Gales. Gales blocked at the net, but it goes wide and out of bounds. No, they say it touched the sideline. My mistake. 8-8 our score. So the block put up by Wesleyan that time. And Wesleyan hanging tough here in set number two after losing set one, 25-17. Fluke with service, taken by Brookeis, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it out wide, Krausman. Krausman with a swing, Wesleyan scrambling, they pass it over the net, free ball. Brookeis, Gasing, back over to Saar, Saar with a swing and the kill. Lois Saar with her third kill unofficially. And the Dort College defenders lead it 9-8. 9-8 our score, short serve controlled by Wesleyan, they got to it. Bird with the tip shot, covered by Krausman, gets it over to Gasing, comes back quick to Flone. Flone with a swing with the left hand and the kill. Lindsay Flone with her fourth kill. Dort College leads 10-8. 10-8 our score. Serving is Brookeis. Controlled by Wesleyan. Set right side. Fluke. Fluke unable to put it away. Here comes Dort College. Back over to Gales. Gales off the tape. Controlled by Wesleyan. Set left side, Bird. Bird around the block, hits it wide and out of bounds. Too tough an angle. And Bird can't get it to go down. 11-8 our score. So Bird with the hitting error. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 11-8. Dort College establishing a three-point lead. Brookeye still with service. Wesleyan attacking. Out of the middle is Bird, blocked at the net. Saves it herself. Wesleyan now tips to the back line. Covered by Bausman. Comes back over to Flone. Flone blocked at the net. Dort College reloads. Set right side, Gales. Gales through the block. Covered by Wesleyan. They'll attack from the back line. That is Staley from behind the spike line. Pushed it over. No attack. Here's the set back over to Krausman. Overpass. Flown with a swing, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan Fluke. Fluke from the right side, kill. Busted play that time, and Sammy Fluke with the kill. It's 11-9. 11-9. Short serve, controlled by the defenders, and Bausma gets it over to Gasing. Gasing might have gotten away with a double contact there. Wesleyan attacking, set to the middle. That's Fluke. Chicken wing save. comes back left side, and the swing by Sandow. Dort College unable to cover it, and Wesleyan has cut it down to 11-10. Sandow with the kill, her fourth. Wesleyan has served, controlled by Brookice. Saved by Krausman, pushed over the net by Brookice. Dort College lives to fight another attack, and this time Bird out of the right side in the kill, her fourth. We're tied up at 11-11. Dort College one set, one to nothing. 25-17, so they lead the match 1-0. Wesleyan has service. Taken by Brookice, an overpass, and hitting it into the net is Sandow. Sandow saw it coming over as big as a beach ball, wanted to put it down, and she hit it squarely into the net. An attack error by Wesleyan. Point Dort College, defenders lead at 12-11. Serve controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan sets left side, and the swing and the kill for Sandow, her fifth. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Serving for Wesleyan is Stacy Brinker, controlled by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasink. Right side attack. Flown hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Wesleyan. So Flown with the attack error. 13-12. Serving is Brinker. Brinker serve controlled by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing tries to dump it. It's blocked. Dort College covers it. Comes back left side. Krausman off high hands. Controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. This is Bird over the top of the block. Covered by Bousman. Gets it back over to Flown. Flown tips back corner. Covered by Wesleyan. Set left side. Sandow unable to put it away. Back set comes over to Krausman. Krausman with a roll shot. Controlled by Wesleyan. Now the redirection and the kill for Wesleyan and Mason. Mason makes it a 14-12 lead for Wesleyan. So Wesleyan in front, 14-12. Short serve by Brinker, and that'll go as an ace. Brinker with the ace serve, and the Dort College defenders trail 15-12. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Also made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web, TeamRealtySC.com. We're also at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Earlier this evening, the Dort College Junior Varsity Volleyball Team victorious over Dakota Wesleyan. That ended up 2-0. So out of the timeout, Dort College attacking in a miscue right out of the chute. And Dakota Wesleyan leads it 16-12 after the timeout by the defenders. So Dort College used up their first timeout of the evening. Wesleyan has service, taken by Bousman. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Krausman. Krausman wide and out of bounds, 17-12. So Krausman with the attack error. And we've got another timeout charged to Dort. Dort College trailing by 5, 17-12. This is KDCR 88.5 FM. We'll be back with more from the DeWitt Gymnasium right after this. Service long by Dakota Wesleyan, and we return to action. A service error by the Tigers. Dort College trailing 17-13. 17-13, Dakota Wesleyan. With the lead, Dort College with service. This is Jana Van Zanten. Van Zanten serve controlled by Wesleyan off the block and the kill for Sam Sandow. She's got six kills. So Sandow makes it 18-13, and we oftentimes talk about that race to 15 and the race to 20 points. While Dakota Wesleyan getting awfully close to taking control of this set, comes back over to Flown. Flown with a kill. Lindsay Flown with her fifth kill. Dort College back to within 4 at 18-14. Serving is Kim Byard for the defenders. So Byard serves short, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, set to the middle, and the kill for Rachel Tinklenberg. Tinklenberg with her sixth kill. 19-14, Wesleyan in front. O'Connell with service. O'Connell serving to the sideline. Taken by Hahn, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Sculler. Sculler with a kill. For Caitlin, that's number 4 tonight. So Dort College unable to dent this 4- and 5-point lead much. Let's see if they can string some points together here. Serving is Gasing. Gasing goes cross court, covered by Wesleyan. Set goes to the middle. Tinklenberg with the swing, saved by Van Zandt, pushed over the net by Saar, but out of bounds point, Wesleyan. So Wesleyan gets the 20-15 lead. Serving for Dakota Wesleyan is Lindau. Lindau with service. Dort College leading in the match, 1-0. Serve taken by Van Zandt. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Gales. Gales with a roll shot and the kill. She backhanded it over, got it to roll over the block, and Danae Gales has her fifth kill. And Dort College back to within 4. Got to string together 2 or 3 right now, I think. Starting to run out of time. If you're Dort College, Jocelyn Bausma with service. Controlled by Wesleyan. They'll attack. Set goes to the middle. Tinklenberg. Tinklenberg with another kill. Dort College unable to slow down Tinklenberg. Now she will have to check out. 21-16, Dort College down 5. We've gone point and point since it was 17-12. We've arrived at 21-16. Staley with serve, taken by Brookhuis, gets it to Gasing, back over to Saar, Saar with a kill. Well, is Dort College going to be able to put together a run here? Or will Dakota Wesleyan be able to hold them off? You've got Tinklenberg out of the front row. She's been hurting Dort College in this set. Controlled by Wesleyan. They'll attack. Left side, Bird. Bird over the block and the kill. Bird with the kill. And for Danielle Bird, that's number 5. 22-17. Brianne Jung with service. Jung serve. Sideline taken by Gales. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Gales. Gales with the kill. Well, you got to put together a run now. You're down 22-18. Gales with her sixth kill unofficially. Serving is Selene Hahn. Hahn with serve. To the sideline, taken by Wesley, and that would have been out of bounds. Set left side, Bird. Bird off the block. Saved by Krausman. Here's Dort College's chance at a point. And a chicken wing save, no, by Fluke. Point, Dort College, and Flown gets the kill. Flown with the kill. Her sixth unofficially. Serving is Hahn. Hahn served, taken by Bird. Here comes Wesleyan. Backside set over to Bird. Bird through the block. Covered by Hahn. Up and over the overpass. Flown. Flown with a swing. Covered by Dakota Wesleyan. Pushed over the net. Free ball Dort College. Bausma. Gasing. Gasing. Tip. Kill. Kayla with her second kill. Dort College back to within 2. After the kill by Kayla Gasing. Makes it 22-20. Timeout on the floor, charge to Wesleyan. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading, trailing, I should say, 22-20. Leading in the match, though, 1-0. Dakota Wesleyan has used both of their timeouts, as has Dort College. Short serve, nearly an ace by Hahn. Here's Wesleyan attacking. Bird roll shot. Covered by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing another dump. Wesleyan scrambling and a kill for Gasing. Gasing going to the well one more time, throwing the bucket down and getting the kill. 22-21 our score. Serving for the defenders is Hahn again. Knuckleball serve taken by Wesleyan. Back set, right side Fluke. Over the over the block and out of bounds by Dort College. Point Wesleyan, and Wesleyan 2 points away from taking set number 2. So Wesleyan, Stacy Branker with service. Wesleyan leading at 23-21. Brinker served to the sideline. Taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Krausman. Krausman roll shot controlled by Wesleyan. Set left side through the block and the kill for Wesleyan and Sam Sandow. She's got seven kills. Sandow with the kill and Brinker now serving for the set. Trying to tie the match up at one set apiece. And serve taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Flown off high hands and the kill. Flown with the kill. Now Dort College has to score two more points here. Otherwise, Dakota Wesleyan wins it. You've got to score three in a row to tie it up at 24-24. Right now it's 24-22. Wesleyan serving. Set goes to the middle. And a kill for Wesleyan and Elizabeth Mason. Mason with her sixth kill. And Wesleyan wins it 25-22. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dakota Wesleyan ties the match up at one set apiece. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dakota Wesleyan winning set two to even the match up. They win at 25-22. Through two sets, Lindsay Flone leads Dort College with seven kills. Danae Gales has six, four for Loy Saar and Caitlin Sculler. Four Dakota Wesleyan, seven kills for Sam Sandow, seven for Rachel Tinklenberg, five for Danielle Bird, six for Elizabeth Mason. Brianna Jong has 27 assists for Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College has 23 assists from Kayla Gasink. Gasink also with a team-high eight digs. Maggie Staley has 12 digs for Dakota Wesleyan. Katie Lindell with nine. Blocks, Dort College with three as a team this evening. Dakota Wesleyan with two thus far. So Dort College held well below their season average, averaging right at 2.5 blocks per set. Dort College held a full block per set under their average thus far this evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We are in between sets two and three, that extended break. So let's take a break ourselves, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Dakota Wesleyan Tigers tied up at one set apiece. As we get set for set number three, still a few minutes away from the start of set number three. The Dort College Defenders led early in set number two, but end up giving the early lead away. They're up 4-1 and 11-8. Dakota Wesleyan gathered some momentum, though, went on a 9-1 run to go from down 11-8 to up 17-12, and Dort College never able to get closer than two the rest of the way. Beg your pardon, they had it down to one at 22-21, but that is as close as Dort College would get as they lose 25-22 in set number two. So we head to set number three, tied up at one set apiece. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. We start set number three, and Kayla Brookice hits it long and out of bounds on the service error. Point Dakota Wesleyan on the long serve, and Wesleyan has the early lead at 1-0, and an ace serve for Dakota Wesleyan, and Wesleyan picking up right where they left off in set number two with two early points in set number three. 1-1 our score in this match. Gasing trying to keep it in play. Dort College able to send it over. Controlled by the defenders after the free ball. Flown off the block. Controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan will push it over. Controlled by Brookice. Gets it to Gasing. Right back set. It goes Gales. Gales hits it cross court for the kill. Gales with the kill. Serving for the defenders will be Hahn. So Selene Hahn serving for the defenders as Dort College tries to right the ship after losing set number two. Set goes to the middle and unable to keep it in play is Fluke. Fluke hits it wide and out of bounds. We're tied up at two. 2. An attack error by Dakota Wesleyan. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan on the return. Through the block, that was Sandow, dug by Dort College. Comes back over to Krausman, unable to put it away. They'll reset Krausman. Krausman goes right side, unable to put it down. Dakota Wesleyan scrambling. Bird over the block, covered by Brookice. Beg your pardon, that was Bausma. And the kill for Lindsey Flohn. Flohn with the kill. And the Dort College defenders lead now 3-2. Serve dives over the net, controlled by Wesleyan. Roll shot and a kill for Sandow. Sandow with 8 kills unofficially. We're tied up at 3-3. 3-3. Dakota Wesleyan has cut the lead and tied it. Serving for Wesleyan is Stacy Brinker. Brinker serves into the net, Point Dort College. So Brinker with the serve into the net. Serving for the defenders will be Van Zant. Dort College trying to retake control of this match. Wesleyan controlled the last half of set number 2. Dort College made a comeback, but unable to close the deal. Van Zant drops one on the sideline from behind the spike line. She gets the kill. That's the second kill of the night for Van Zant. It's 5-3. 5-3, Dort College, leading by a deuce. Van Zant serve, controlled by Lindell. Wesleyan attacks. And we've got a block put up by the defenders. It's 6-3. 6-3, our score, and a timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota Wesleyan. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 6-3. Ben Zanton serves to the sideline and serves it wide and out of bounds. And Dakota Wesleyan cuts the lead down without virtue of any work as Dort College serves it wide and out of bounds. Served to the sideline is wide and out of bounds by Bird, and the two teams exchange service errors. So Kim Byard now with service. Byard has 15 ace serves this season. I'd like to see her get one or two here. Might be too much to ask though. Bird passes, goes outside Sandow. Sandow hits it wide and out of bounds, Point Dort College. Hitting error by Wesleyan. Dort College takes the lead at 8-4. Coming up this Saturday, it's senior day for the Dort College defender volleyball team. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes to Tanklenburg. Tanklenburg from the middle on the kill. For Tanklenburg, she has 8 kills, and she was a handful in set number 2 for the Dort College defenders to try and slow down. O'Connell with service, taken by Gaysink, comes back over to Saar. Saar with a swing, covered by Bird, pushed over the net. Gaysink back over to Sculler. Sculler unable to put it away. Here comes Tanklenburg off of the block, controlled by Brookice, back over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Sculler. Sculler with the swing and the kill. Sculler with the kill. She had 5 kills. Gaysink has service. Gaysink serve, knuckleball taken by Bird. Wesleyan attacking to the middle. Tinklenberg. Tinklenberg with the kill. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So Tinklenberg getting that kill. Here's Lindau with service. Lindell serve, controlled by Van Zant, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink comes back over to Gales. Gales through high hands, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking and hitting the antenna is Sammy Fluke, Point Dort College. Dort College checks into the match with Krausman. You've got Gales and Saar in the front row. Serve receivers are Bausma and Brookice. Gasink is the setter. Set goes through the middle. Tinklenburg blocked at the net, and Wesleyan unable to get anything out of it. North College leads it 11-6. Block put up in the middle that time by Gales and Saar. Gales and Saar with the block. Bausma with serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan dumping and getting the kill is Brianna Jung. Jung with the kill. North College leads it 11-7. Served by Wesleyan, that's Maggie Staley. Staley attacking and, Saar attacking, putting it away. And the defenders lead it 12-7. 12-7 our score. Serving is Brookice. Short serve controlled by Wesleyan. No. Overpass. Flown tries to put it down. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan on the attack and the kill for Bird. Danielle Bird with the kill. Danielle Bird with her sixth kill unofficially. Wesleyan has service. This is the center, Jung. Gasing to Gales. Gales with the swing, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan scrambling, pushed over the net by Bird, controlled by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing tried to quick set it to Flown, and Flown was unable to get to the net quickly enough. 12-9. 12-9, North College down by, up by three, beg your pardon. Similar point in the match, in the set where Wesleyan took control in set number two. Crossman swing, dug up by Wesleyan, and now Flown somehow keeps it in play. But it's sent to out of bounds off of Dort College. Point, Wesleyan. Wesleyan cuts it down to 12-10. 12-10 our score. Brianna Jung with service, controlled by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing. Dort College needs a point. Gales goes through the block and the kill. You can't let Wesleyan get on a run like they did in set number two. North College had it in hand, and then Wesleyan a run midway through set number two. Took control. Hahn serve controlled by Wesleyan. Attacking. Blocked at the net and put down on Wesleyan's side. Sam Sandow gets blocked. Point, North College. The block put up that time by Gasink and Flown. Gasink and Flown with the block. Dort College reestablishes a four-point lead at 14-10. Four hits on Dakota Wesleyan as Fluke is unable to climb the ladder. And the Dort College defenders in front by five at 15-10. 15-10. Serving is Hahn. Hahn, short serve, controlled by Wesleyan. They attack out of the middle. Save by Flown. Now a joust at the net and sloppy play. Point Wesleyan. 15-11, North College is up by four. Tied up in the match, one set apiece. Serving for Wesleyan is Stacy Brinker. Brinker with service. Controlled by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Krausman, off high hands, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking Bird. Bird into the net, and four hits on Wesleyan. Second point in a row for Dort College, coming off of the four-hit violation where Wesleyan's attack goes into the net. Jana Van Zanten has service. Van Zanten serves from the right side. And she sends the topspin serve over, taken by Wesleyan. Bird on the slide. And Bird with a kill. Bird with the kill for Danielle Bird. That's number seven unofficially. We'll make sure that our stats are close after set three is complete. North College leading 16-12. Serving is Bird. Bird, roll shot, or the topspin serve, and she gets the ace serve. That one landed well in. Good 18 inches off of the back line in play. Bird with another serve. This one's short. Hahn has to dive for it. Sent up and over. Here comes Wesleyan, and Tinklenburg with a kill, and Dort College not slowing Tinklenburg up right now. So she's back in and immediately makes her presence felt. She's got nine kills. And Wesleyan is back to within two. Nearly an overpass to Joust. Gasing got the Joust over. Wesleyan sends it over to Door College with a chance. Here it comes back over to Flone. Flone blocked at the net by Wesleyan. And Sam Sandow point Wesleyan. 16-15, Door College up 1 point. This is the rotation that Door College had trouble with in set number two. 16-15, Door College up by one. Hahn to Gasing. Gasing, Sculler. Sculler with a kill. Sculler with her sixth kill. And the defenders back in front by two. 17-15. Kim Byert with service. A point or two here would be huge. Kim Byert serve. Knuckleball taken by Bird. Wesleyan attacking. They go outside Sandow. Sandow with a kill. Sandow with her ninth kill. Makes it 17-16. Serving for Wesleyan is O'Connell. O'Connell's serve taken by Vincent. Gets it to Gasing. Gasing has to tip it over. Didn't have any other option. Here comes Wesleyan. Pushed over the net. Saved by Saar. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, Sculler. Sculler with a swing. And on the overpass, North College puts it down. North College gets the point on the overpass, put down by Saar, I believe. Lois Saar with her fifth kill unofficially. North College has two timeouts remaining. Wesleyan has one. Wesleyan attacking right side. And four hits on Wesleyan. Mason hits it into the net. North College up three. Timeout on the floor. Charged. Well, Dakota Wesleyan, I thought they were going to call a timeout. Decide not to, does Eric Viney, and North College gets the block up with Gales and Saar. Now they'll use the timeout. North College gets a point off of the block. It's 20-19. Back with more after this. This is North College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dakota Wesleyan forced to use a timeout, trailing 20-16. Wesleyan used up their second timeout. North College with the serve, and now Danielle Bird hits it into the net. Point North College, and the defenders lead 21-16. So North College, after the timeout, registers the first point. Bird with the pass, set right side Tanklenburg, and Tanklenburg with another kill. Tanklenburg with another kill. Got to get her out of the front row. She's got 10. She's got one more trip through this rotation. It's 21-17. 21-17, North College. Defenders lead by four. And serving for Wesleyan is the libero, Lindau. An overpass and put down by Wesleyan. Sarah Cruz with the kill on the overpass. And it's back to three at 21-18. Lindau with service. Lindau served, taken by Gales. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Gales. Gales through the block, controlled by Wesleyan. No, they pass it over. Free ball to North College. Back over to Saar. Saar with a tip and the kill. Lois Saar with her sixth kill. 22-18. Serving for the defenders will be Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma with service. And the serve is controlled by Wesleyan and pushed over the net by Jung. And North College miscommunication that time and the ball drops. 22-19, North College clinging to the lead. Wesleyan making a run back at the defenders though. Serving for Wesleyan is Staley. Gasing comes back over to Saar. Saar unable to put it down. Here's Bird with a swing dug by North College and Bausma. Comes back to Gasing. Gasing, Gales. Gales with a swing. Up and over. Krausman has to save it. And we've got a player in the net for Wesleyan. Point North College. Defenders catch a break that time as Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan that time, it looked like they were going to get a point, but they had a net violation. And coming back the other way, Sammy Fluke with a kill. It's 23-20. Door College unable to shake this Dakota Wesleyan team. Tied up at one set apiece. Wesleyan. One set two after Door College had one set one handily. Gales through the block. Covered by Wesleyan. They send it up and over, though. Free ball, Door College. Krausman with the attack off high hands and the kill. Krausman with the kill. And for Megan Krausman, that is kill number three unofficially. North College, not a lot of production tonight out of their outsides. Set comes through the middle. Fluke, saved by Brookeis. Gets it back over to Gasing. Tipped to the back line by Flohn. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking Sandow. Saved by the defenders. Gets it back over to Gasing. Krausman. Krausman through the block. Controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan to Fluke, and we've got a player in the net for Wesleyan. That's Fluke getting in the net, and a net violation wins it for the defenders, 25-20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leads in the match, 2-1. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Thank you. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Through three sets, Dort College with 38 kills. Dakota Wesleyan with 42. Dort College with 35 digs. Dakota Wesleyan with 39. Blocks, Dort College with seven, so they had four in set number three. Dakota Wesleyan with three blocks through set number three. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, broadcasting from the campus of Dort College. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Benningland Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Borenson to Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Dakota Wesleyan has service. This is Brianna Jung. Jung serves, taken by Brookeis, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back right side. Gales. Gales through the block. Wesleyan converts as they tip it to the sideline, and Bird gets the kill. Bird didn't have much to do with it. She just wanted to find a spot, so she tipped it over her head, trying to go to a sideline, and got it to go. 1-0 our score. Gales to Gasing. Gasing outside Krausman. Krausman with a kill. We're tied up 1-1. Krausman with the kill, and for Megan Krausman, that is kill number four. 1-1. First time we've been tied since it was 3-3 in set number three. Dort College leads in the match. 2-1, four hits on Dakota Wesleyan. And the Dort College defenders lead 2-1. 2-1 our score. Short serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking. No, they have to throw it over to the back line. Controlled by the defenders in Bausma. Comes back over to Krausman. Krausman off high hands. Controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan will attack. No, they send it over free ball to Dort College. Brookeis to Gasing. Gasing to Flohn. Flohn with the kill. Flohn gets the kill. That's her eighth. Dort College leads it 3-1. 3-1 our score. Wesleyan attacks. Set comes left side. Down the line and the kill. Sam Sandow with her fifth kill. It's 3-2. 3-2 our score. Stacy Brinker serving for the Tigers. And Brinker serve controlled by Brookeis. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Krausman. Krausman with a kill. Dort College establishing their outsides here with Krausman, another kill. It's 4-2. 4-2 our score, serving. Van Zandt. Van Zandt's controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set comes left side over the block. And Sculler unable to get to it in time. Kill for Sandow, her 11th. 4-3, Wesleyan trying to fight off the Dort College defenders. Dort College trying to close this out in four. Long ways to go yet. Set right side over to Flown. Flown off high hands. Wesleyan attacking. Bird from behind the spike line, and she hits it long and out of bounds. Bird with the attack error. And Kim Byard now serving for Dort College. Byard with serve. Short controlled by Wesleyan. Attacking right side, popping it over the block, and going to the sideline and missing is Elizabeth Mason. 6-3. Dort College leading by three. Wesleyan serving. Set comes outside. Blocked at the net and the point as Sandow gets blocked by Saar and Gasing. So the block gives Dort College a 7-3 lead. Wesleyan now with the power tip. Sandow, Dort College attacking. Van Zandt off of the block and the kill. Van Zandt with the kill, and for Jana, that's kill number three, and we've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and an ace serve for Kim Byard. Byard with her 16th ace serve this season, and the defenders lead it 9-3. Dort College leading 9-3. On the attack, Wesleyan, and four contacts. While Gasing registers the dump. Well, they said that a player from Dort College made contact with it, so that prolonged the play just a little while, but Gasing gets the kill on the dump shot. Wesleyan attacking off the block and the kill for Mason. Mason with their 7th kill. And the defenders lead now 10-4. Serving for Dakota Wesleyan is O'Connell. O'Connell served just over the tape. Hahn has to pass it up and over, but it finds the back corner just out of the reach of Katie Lindau. Point Dort College. Hahn will get credit for another one of those points where you've got to give credit somehow. Set comes outside and down the line is Tinklenburg. Tinklenburg hits it wide and out of bounds. Dort College rolling now up 12-4. 12-4 our score on the attack error by Tinklenburg. Tried to go down the line and cut it too much. Wesleyan serve, receive, and an ace serve for Kayla Gasing. Gasing with the ace serve, her first, her 32nd of the season. And Dakota Wesleyan has to call the timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dakota Wesleyan on serve, receive, hitting it long and out of bounds is Tinklenburg, and the Dort College defenders lead at 14-4 on the attack error. 14-4, Dort College rolling here in set number four, trying to wrap it up in set four. Dort College pushing it over as Gales. Here's Wesleyan attacking. Bird from behind the spike line, controlled by Van Zandt, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Sculler. Sculler with a swing, dug by Bird. Wesleyan attacks. Around the block, that's Mason, controlled by the defenders. Van Zandt behind the spike line with a roll shot, dug by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Mason hits the tape and it rolls over. 14-5, Dort College in front. So Wesleyan gets the point. Dort College, though, in front. 14-5, serving for Wesleyan is Lindau. Lindau serve, short, taken by Vincennes. Gets it over to Gasing, shoots it over to Saar. Saar with a kill. Saar with the kill, and for Loy, that is her seventh unofficially. Well, Dort College trying to keep pace and hold on to second place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. After tonight, four matches remaining. Fluke hits it into the block. Wesleyan covers it. That was O'Connell. Here's Bird with a roll shot, saved by Gasing, kept it alive. Gales. Gales off high hands, controlled by Wesleyan and Bird. Wesleyan's Bird will attack from behind the spike line. Brookice with a dig, comes back over to Gasing. Gasing to Saar, redirects it. Jung with the tip, saved by Gales. Set comes back over to Saar. Saar with a kill. Eight kills for Saar at 16-5. 16-5, Bausma with service. Bausma's serve is long and out of bounds. Well, this and set one were wide open for the defenders. They won set one 25-17 and never really felt that close. Set two won by Dakota Wesleyan 25-22. Dort College held Wesleyan off in set three, 25-20, and lead here in set four, 16-6. Bausma to Gasing. Gasing outside to Krausman. Krausman through the block and the kill. So Krausman with the kill. Her fifth. 17-6 our score. Brookice serve and overpass. Saar trying to, Flohn trying to put it away. Now Dort College on the return, and Gales hits it off the side of the block and down on Wesleyan's side. Point Dort College. Defenders lead 18-6. 18-6 our score. Wesleyan trailing by a dozen. Set comes over to Bird, covered by Brookice. Set comes back over to Flohn. Flohn with the kill. Flohn with the kill. Flohn has nine kills. Now Jasmine Kulkoven will check into the contest, checking out Flohn. Brookice serve, catches the tape, rolls over. Swing by the defenders. Block back at them. Now they send it over. That's Gales getting it sent over. Fluke down the line. One-arm stab saved by Brookice. Kept it alive. Passed over the net by Gasing. Controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking, left side Bird. Bird blocked at the net, covered by Fluke, but nobody home to keep it alive. Beg your pardon, that was Staley. Staley tried to keep it alive. Nobody was there. So Dort College leading 20-6. Short serve controlled by Wesleyan. Comes back to Bird. Bird blocked. Kulkoven and Gales with the kill. Our score. Checking into the match for Dort College will be Becca Postuma. Serve to the back line is just off of the back line and out of bounds. So a service error by the defenders. Rihanna Jung with service. Jung serve, floater, taken by Gales. Postuma has to hustle for it, gets it sent over. And a swing and a kill for Gales. Gales with her ninth kill. Dort College leads at 22-7. Serving is Hahn. Hahn serves, sideline, controlled by Wesleyan. They'll attack. Set comes left side over the top of the block. The swing by Sandow, dug by Dort College. The attack by Kulkoven, saved by Wesleyan. Set left side, Sandow. Sandow with another kill. Sam Sandow with her 12th kill unofficially. Dort College in control of this one, though, and it feels like it's academic at this point. 22-8 our score. Brinker with service, controlled by Dort College. Postma sets left side to Horstman. Horstman blocked at the net, kept it alive. Kulkoven sends it over. Free ball, Wesleyan. Mason with the tip, and we've got a player in the net for Dort College. Net violation called on the defenders. It's 22-9. Brinker, short serve, controlled by Dort College. Set right side, Kolkoven. Kolkoven catches the tape and it rolls over. 23-9 our score. Kolkoven with the kill. Her first this evening. 23-9, Dort College leading. And the serve knuckleball taken by Lindahl. Set goes to the middle, and a block put up by Kolkoven. Point Dort College. So Dort College now serving for the set and the match. And their 10th win of the conference season. Van Zanten serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Set right side, Bird. Bird with a kill. So Bird with the kill in for Danielle Bird. That's number 9. And the Dort College defenders set to receive the serve from Bird. Postma sets outside. Velgersdijk. Velgersdijk with a kill. And Dort College wins it 25-10. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College wins in 4, 25-17. 22-25, 25-20, and 25-10. Dort College improves to 10-2 for the conference season, 21-8 overall. Dakota Wesleyan 1-11 in the conference, 5-24 overall. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders win in 4. Set scores 25-17, 22-25, 25-20, and 25-10. The Dort College defenders now 10-2 in the conference, 21-8 overall. Dakota Wesleyan slips to 1-11 in the conference and 5-23 overall. Taking a look at the final numbers then for this evening's match. Dort College 52 kills. They hit 560 in set number 4. They did not have an attack error according to our statistics. Dort College 48 assists, 49 digs, 10.5 team blocks. They also had 6 service aces. For Dakota Wesleyan, they had 50 kills, 47 assists, 60 digs, and 3.0 blocks. Dort College was led tonight by Lindsay Flone and Danae Gales with 10 kills each. 9 for Loy Saar, 6 for Megan Krausman, 6 for Caitlin Sculler, 3 for Janovan Zanton, and 2 for Selene Hahn. Kayla Gasink had 38 assists for the defenders. 10 digs for Gasink, 10 digs for Brookice. Lois Saar was in on 4 blocks. Lindsay Flone also in on 4 blocks. Kayla Gasink was in on 3. For Dakota Wesleyan, 12 kills for Sam Sandow. 10 each for Danielle Bird, Rachel Tinklenberg, and Elizabeth Mossam. 43 assists for Brianna Jung. 21 digs for Katie Lindau. 16 for Maggie Staley. Wesleyan had no one with more than 1 block this evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, Sioux Center, Iowa. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more for you from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious this evening over the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Great Plains Athletic Conference action. And taking a seat beside me, one of the 3 seniors for the Dort College volleyball team. She is Danae Gales, a senior from Sheldon, Iowa. And Danae, for your team, you got rolling in set number 1, set number 2 a little rocky, but then you reestablished things in sets 3 and 4. I probably want to set longer than you would have liked this evening, but in the end you get your 10th win of the conference season and an important win as we zero in on the end of the year here.
Yeah, we're feeling good going into Saturday's game. Definitely learned some stuff again, and that's always good. Dakota Wesleyan just was really hot that second game, and Wheelie backed down a little bit, so yeah, we'll pick that up next time, I guess.
Set number four, you end up with, as a team, 14 kills against no errors. You hit 560 and 25 total attempts. What was it in set number four? Was there something different? Were the passes there that allowed you some options? So what allowed you to have such a good set as a team in set number four this evening?
Well, in our games, when we go five games, I think we all just kind of get this mindset that that's enough and let's just get this done. And I think we had that same mindset a game earlier in game four. So, yeah, just got it done, I guess.
Talk a little bit about your offensive attack this evening. I look at you have 10 kills. Lindsey Flohn has 10, 9 for Loy Saar. It's pretty hard to zero in on one team. Talk about your balance a little bit.
Yeah, I actually talk about that a lot with our team, that I love it that when coach scouts other teams that we always zero in on one or two players, but I just can't imagine what other teams say about us because it's hard to zero in on anybody.
Do you like how this team is playing as you get ready for the stretch run now? Four matches remaining, one on Saturday, and then a busy week next week with three conference matches. As crazy as it sounds, you've only got about 10 days left of the conference season, but at the same time, 25% of your schedule, so some very important matches coming. Do you like where your team is at?
Yeah, I think we learned a lot in the last week or two, and I think that's helping us be a better team, and I feel good about it.
Danae Gales, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll get Coach Chad Hansen over. Thanks for stopping by, Danae.
Thank you.
That's Danae Gales talking about this evening's match with the Dort College Defenders and Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. And Coach Chad Hansen is going to take his turn in the seat, and I'm going to ask you many of the same questions, Coach.
Is this the hot seat, Mike?
Well, I don't think it's the hot seat. I try to make it as easy for you as possible. Set number four, let's talk about that first of all. Obviously, you get rolling in set number four. I didn't realize it at the time how well your team was attacking, but 14 kills, no errors, and 25 attacks. What changed? What allowed you to have such a good set at the net in set number four?
Good question. I think our hitters continued to stay available between sets three and four. I just mentioned one thing to Kayla Gasink. I said, we've still got room to set the ball a little tighter on the outside. Our hitters love tighter sets to that left side, and it's not always practical for us in the midst of a rally and a transition and a big block. In this case, I felt like we could score a couple more points there. Obviously, Becca Postma came in and delivered just the same consistency offense in that fourth set. So it wasn't a one-setter kind of scenario. It was both setters, and that's the neat thing in our practice gym. Both setters deliver great offense to our hitters, and our hitters love hitting off of each of them.
What was giving you so much trouble midway through set two when Dakota Wesleyan got some momentum in one set two? Turned right in the middle. What happened there?
They changed to a faster tempo offense, and unfortunately, we recognized it on the bench. We talked through it, but the reaction time for us to make adjustments on the court needed to come sooner. They ran double quick plays and in many different rotations, isolating one hitter versus our one blocker. And number 12 for them, Tinklenburg.
She was a real problem for you
in that second set. Her total numbers, 10 kills, 7 errors. I like to see that. But I think in the second set, that may have been a different case on her stat line.
She got a bunch right in the middle there, and that's when it kind of swung around. I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked tonight. Do you like how your team is playing here with four matches remaining? And it's odd that we think, 10 days left, we're almost done. You've got 25% of your conference schedule remaining in that 10-day stretch.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. that for sure is a good way to put it. I do like where we are collectively overall and the adjustments we are able to make defensively. I like the options that we continue to expand offensively. Certainly when I look at a second set game tonight, we never want that to happen. And Dakota Wesleyan played very well, so credit to them. I know that we are a stronger team than what we showed in that second set, no matter what tempo offense they're running. So those things are they don't leave me at peace. They don't set my mind at ease. Yet our players know it. Our players are competitive, and they want to come into the practice gym and continue to improve in each of these areas. So that also gives me peace of mind that their response is very, very mature.
You're 10-2 in the conference right now, 4 matches remaining. I'm looking at the schedule for tomorrow. How closely do you watch the scoreboard in the conference, like on a night when you're not playing, or do you just check on it later in the evening? What do you do?
I definitely follow it as often as I can, and it's unique. It's unique in these weeks because we play Tuesday night with maybe one other opponent, and then everybody else plays on Wednesday night. Last week I was able to watch a couple of the matches simultaneously, on the Wednesday night sequence, and it's helpful for me to follow. I do also try not to get too preoccupied with the what-if scenarios. What if this team wins, and what if? Because those are things that we cannot control. And I really have to be mindful of what can we control and how do we need to get our next match win.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen. Let's take a look at those matches that are being played tomorrow evening. Hastings at Nebraska, Wesleyan that is, Concordia at Doan, and the sneaky one in there is Northwestern and Morningside. Northwestern sitting at 6-5 in the conference, Morningside at 5-7. Dort College currently 10-2. Hastings has a pretty firm grip on the top spot in the conference right now at 11-0. Midland is at 9-3. Doan College is at 8-4. Dort College looks pretty strong at number 2, but obviously just a 2-game separation between Dort and Doan in number 4, and Dort and Northwestern a 3-game separation there. So we will watch with quite a bit of interest what happens tomorrow evening and then into Saturday. And a busy week ahead again for the Dort College Defenders next week when they play three matches. That is going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College Sports. Our finals, Dort College victorious in volleyball, 3-1 over Dakota Wesleyan. Men's soccer, Dort College victorious over Morningside, 3-2. 3-2, I should say. Got locked in volleyball mode there. And in women's soccer, it was Morningside defeating Dort College 2-0. Our next broadcast will be Saturday afternoon when we travel to Sioux City for Dort College versus Morningside in football play. John Slagers will have a webcast of the Dort College versus Concordia volleyball match here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. That will get underway at about 3:00. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.